with the president's record of accomplishments on the economy and Hispanic unemployment rate being at the lowest it has been in decades, we have a strong story to tell, and we look forward to organizing and working within that community to deliver as many votes as possible to the president.
What does the training involve exactly, and who will be there? Will there be any surprises for attendees?
Won't be any surprises, but it's going to be a great night, and our program takes individuals within their communities and trains them as staff on how to organize, how to vote, register voters, how to hold house meetings, how to build volunteer shifts to knock on doors and make phone calls. It's a way for us to empower an individual to take control within their community on behalf of the president, and it's a volunteer effort which allows us to really grow and expand without having to use just paid staff, and it becomes much more powerful because I'm sure, as you know, there's a lot of studies out there that talk about if you're hearing from a friend and a neighbor about an issue or about a topic, it's much more persuasive and much more powerful, and that's really the backbone of the president's campaign.
What message do you think will resonate with these potential voters, particularly in a community like mine? So we're right on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yeah.
There is some division about how migrants and some border crosses are treated. But it's also a place where Border Patrol officers are so integrated into the community. They have been for decades. I would say they're pretty universally respected. What can you say to Latinos here in particular who may feel like they want a secure border but maybe don't like all of the rhetoric perhaps from both political parties?
I think that most folks would agree that there has to be a safe and legal process for individuals coming to this country. And what we've seen from the Democrats is a call to abolish ICE, abolish the Department of Homeland Security, have an open borders policy, which would then include health care and potentially Social Security benefits to illegal immigrants. And I would say the folks that came to this country the correct way would be very upset about that policy. And I think when you put that in contrast with what the Democrats are offering and what the president's been talking about, I think that's a winning message for us. But a lot of it comes back to, as you said, it's about respecting our law enforcement. They have a very tough job to do to protect this country. They put their lives on the line. And to hear the rhetoric from the left about them, demonizing them, I think it really turns off voters, especially, as you said, that they know who their ICE agents are because they're in their community. Their kids play, you know, sports with their kids. It's very real and very personal. It's not something that is talked about in New York on a town hall when it's an actual real life in Yuma.
What's the most important message to send these potential voters about President Trump in particular?
The president's delivered on his word. This economy is roaring. Jobs are back. This economy is growing. And when you have a good job where you can pay your bills and you have a house you can afford and take your kids to a good school, when you check those basic boxes, which is, I think, what most Americans are really concerned about, it's a winning record. And I think that to see what the Democrats are offering, which would be, again, you know, this open border, health care for everybody, kicking Arizonans off their private health care, taking their doctors away, it's really what the Democrats have been offering. So when you put those two sets of values in contrast, I think it's going to resonate, and I think the president's going to do very well. And that's why we do these trainings. We're on the ground doing trainings in Arizona and across the country early and often because we need to create that volunteer network to help the president while the Democrats are in their messy primary.
Also a way for you to keep informed about these communities as well.
And that's 100% right. Like the only way that we know what's resonating within a community is by actually working within that community. And that takes time and effort. And that's what the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign are doing. And it starts with that event on Thursday in Phoenix, but we'll be doing trainings throughout Arizona. And we look forward to a very big 2020 for us.